You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily is essentially our resident, what would you call
moon
it?
Moon follower?
Well, that.
Dream catcher?
That and kind of spiritual leader on our show.
Glitter spreader?
Airy fairy, yeah.
Yeah, glitter spreader.
Mama Cleo. And today, I was listening to a podcast. Today is, it's kind of a BD, guys. Kind of a big deal. It is a new moon today. However, the energy behind the new moon, wherein we are supposed to be manifesting things in our lives, gets almost double, triple, quadruple today because there's also an eclipse. I believe it's a solar eclipse. So what is that? Like the sun comes?
Or a lunar eclipse?
I think it's solar. But anyway, so the power of the new moon is getting intensified by the fact that there is also an eclipse tonight. So, and it also, it is in Pisces. Which means, so just real quick, like just real simple bottom line, Pisces is good for your intuition and your knowing. And so today is the day that we are to manifest something, anything you want in your lives. And it's just, the universe is pretty much begging you, help me help you. And so today's a good day to do it. And so I looked up some information and I want us all to manifest something. And Jeremy was asking, well, how do you do this? Do you just kind of talk out loud?
Is this like the secret where you just think about it really hard and then it happens?
No, because you want to materialize these things. So you actually do have to write them down. Okay. Oh. And it could be as little as I just want to have a
pizza tonight.
I just want to have pizza tonight.
Okay.
Or it could be as big as I want to own a car dealership someday.
Wow.
You know, whatever it is. So you write your goals down. However, you got to know that your karma, like you'll only get what you believe that you truly deserve. You know, if you're just like, I want to get a car dealership. I'm going to throw that on there. And what the hell? Disney World. I want to own Disney World too. And you know what? I want to marry Kate Winslet. I'm going to put that on there. You know, you can't, you got to really believe this stuff.
It has to be reasonable.
Right. And there's also so what you do is you write it down and then you know, you can fold it up, keep it somewhere. You can keep it on your purse and you think about it a lot every day. And then during the full moon is when you release it. And by releasing it, you put it in a bowl, preferably like a shell. It has to be like a natural bowl. Right. You burn it on the full moon.
So a couple of weeks. They hold on to this for a couple of
absolutely.
Weeks.
Absolutely. You manifest it. All and right. I read up and someone suggested doing, it's called a karma-free clause. So while you're writing these things down, whatever goals you want to manifest, large or small, start off by saying, I accept these things into my life now or something better for the higher good and the highest good of all concerned.
Do you do this kind of stuff on a regular basis?
Hell
yeah.
Do you have any notes on you right now?
Hell yeah. I do. Why do you like?
What's the best thing you've ever manifested?
This job.
This job? You made this happen?
I swear to God. I went from being a bartender, having zero experience, to being a part-timer, to filling in when everybody was on vacation, to being on the number one morning show in Denver.
Yeah.
Within years.
What are you manifesting right now?
Yeah, what are you working on? Is it kind of like the thing if you tell somebody your birthday wish, you don't get it? Is that sort of thing?
No, not at all. Because, you know, because I believe in these things. Sure. One of the things that I'm manifesting is more of a short term as far as like my future and career and financial stability, you know, being treated the way I want to be, being appreciated the way I want to be appreciated professionally. And then another bigger goal that I'm really starting to go after is I want to like do more voiceover work. Whether it be for, you know, goofy learn how to speak English, you know, tapes, or if it's being the voice in a Pixar movie, that would be the ultimate dream.
Oh, this is the kind of stuff can do, though. That's all attainable.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
That's all attainable. So that's not even unreasonable.
You don't need to burn anything for that.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, really, it's you guys, and I know you kind of look at me like,
no,
really?
I'm thinking about that pizza still tonight.
Yeah, hey, I want to, you know, I want to have pizza every night, and then I want to just go for a walk and burn it all off so I'll never gain any weight. But remember, karma comes into this, Jeremy, so you may not get it.
Let me add some science to it that you might enjoy. And this will probably add a little bit more credence to what you're talking about.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're talking about the new moon juju and stuff like that. I was just doing, while you were telling me all that, I was looking some stuff up. It is indeed a total solar eclipse that's taking place.
Okay.
But the beauty of this particular solar eclipse, and this is going to throw 10 times the power into what you're saying to people, is that this solar eclipse actually starts on Wednesday and ends the day before.
I have no idea what you just said.
The solar eclipse starts on March 9th
tomorrow
and ends on March 8th.
So for a year?
Does it cross the international date line?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what's going on. So they say this is really weird. The moon shadow is first going to hit parts of the Pacific on Wednesday morning local time, and then it'll cross the international date line and appear visible on Tuesday afternoon local time. So,
whoa.
So it actually starts on the 9th and ends on the 8th.
It's crazy.
How cool is that?
March, this podcast that I was listening to, they were saying that March is eclipse season. So because there's another eclipse later in the month. And this isn't just a February thing because of the eclipse that you can do the manifesting. It's every month on the new moon, you manifest, you write it down, you focus. And me, like I have crystals too. So I'm going to put my list of manifestations, you know, around the crystal just to kind of, you know, help it with the energy, help align everything,
okay.
Burn it on the full moon. And okay. Then you do it again next new moon. So you do it again in, you know, April.
So every 20 to 30 days, you're burning pieces of paper.
Because the universe wants to give you what you want. So the universe is just saying, I'll help you create this if you tell me what you want me to help you create.
Right.
Do it, you guys. And it's
to be
fun.
You're saying it has to be burned.
Yes, because that's, you know, you're kind of, you know, you're releasing it. That's where you're saying, okay, here you go. Universe.
What if you tore it in little pieces and you ate it?
I suppose it would take a little longer, you know, because, you know, the poopy and then getting down into
fertilization.
What do
they do with the old moon?
Okay.
It's so fun,
I'm glad
though.
That you're doing this. Do
it's
it.
It's fun.
Rock out,
because
baby.
Why not dream and write it down and think, what else do I want? Why not dream?
Thoughts are things.
Yeah.
What would you manifest, Jeremy?
I don't even know right now.
Besides pizza. Come on. Share.
The mixed money minute.
Open your heart.
The next topic.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning. Woo!
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.